in the dark, I fight my dream. Burn the woods and blow my green strings. I'm the daddy with the no heartbeat. Singing the world like it's meant to be. I'm I'm a king. Let's go. Everything. Bring a change. Make it last.
Welcome to episode 417 of the Permaculture Pimp Cast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only pimp cast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes even prostitutes. Oh, good to be here with y'all, and gonna have a ballin' show tonight. Glad everybody is with us. Hey, if you're new in the house right now, go ahead and hit that thumbs up, tell everybody we're live so the YouTube algorithm can go ahead and start suppressing us, because this is going to be one of those shows. Hopefully we're not going to drift into the territory that is almost certainly going to get us busted off of here, like some of the previous guests I've had before, because we have a couple of folks on here today, friends of mine, Jill, and of course, Kaylee, the honeybee, or I'm sorry, the honeystead. boy, I messed that up right off the bat. Well, we're old hats right here on YouTube, so we kind of know the things that we can and can't say. But folks, we are, you know, we've had not long ago, and I'm not going to get political on this, as you know me to likely do a lot of times, but look, we've had the Arab Spring, we've had crazy stuff in the summer, and there are those out there that think, like Shakespeare said, we are approaching the winter of our discontent. Well, who even knows where that's going to lead? But look, folks, I was just out a little while ago, had to run to town for a couple of things. And as I stopped by the farm store on the way to town, they were already in there like gasping, like, oh, dude, man, gas is already up 10 cents right here. And of course, I was looking at some of the news out there in Europe. In some places, it's already up 100%. Folks, it's going to get worse. It's going to get crazy. So why am I even bringing that up right now? Because in these times where, despite what the powers that shouldn't be are telling you about inflation, I think all of us know, whenever you go to the grocery store, whenever you fill up your vehicle, no matter what you do, the prices aren't going down. In fact, in light of everything that's going on right now, Strait of Hormuz is shut down, and it's probably going to get a little bit crazier. What does that mean? Folks, at the end of the day, every single one of us is a truckitarian. And what I mean by that is everything you have, whether it's the medical products you're using or whether it's the food you buy, almost certainly came to you on a truck unless you're producing it at home, which brings me right back to what we're going to be talking about today, folks. I'm not going to fool around. I'm not going to talk about my advertisers. Hey, you guys are just going to have to suck it up. I'll get back to you on Thursday, because the information that we're talking about is of high import. But before I go to them, I want to remind you, we got Barbara O'Neill coming at the Sovereign Health Summit. That's going to be October 27th through the 31st. Maybe the two folks that we're talking to today might be able to be there. We'll see. We're going to have a whole lot of guests on there that are going to be talking about similar things to what we're going to be getting in tonight. But folks, it's going to be uncensored. So if you want to be there, we have that option. You can go there, and I challenge anybody out there to find a better price for what we're offering. And then if you can't be there live, you also have the online option where you can do it in the comfort of your own home. And so we have both of those. So sovereignhealthsummit.com, we have a link for it down below. We also have a link for all the things we're going to be talking about today. So with that said, I want to go ahead and bring on board Jill and Kaylee, and Jill from Whispering Willow Farm. I mean, I don't know why I struggled with that every single time. Kaylee, yours is one word, so I can deal. Well, actually, kind of two words, the honeystead. Thank you both for coming on with me.
No, thanks for having us. Definitely.
Yeah, we're excited to be here and just kind of chat with your audience about a topic we're super passionate about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna start with Jill first, because almost certainly we have a pretty large audience, especially in the audio format. They may not have heard of you or Kaylee. So why don't we take a little time and get everybody acquainted with your background, Jill, and what brought you to this work?
Yeah, absolutely. So my husband, Nathan, and I run Whispering Willow Farm. We are in central Arkansas on pretty small acreage. So we have a little over 4 acres, but we cultivate less than an acre of that for food and flowers. And we grow about 80% of our family's food needs. So we're really big in the sustainable world. And yeah, I went to school for ag business, really kind of grew up with the cattle side of farming. And it wasn't until I was in college that I took a plant science class and realized, oh, someone grows our vegetables, right? Like I was one of those very, very disconnected people. But I'm also one of those people that when I become aware, I immediately have to take action. So when I realized that, because up until that point in college in my 20s, I did not realize that my food got shipped in on a truck. Mm-hmm. I went to the farm that I worked at. I asked to borrow their tractor. It was an old David Brown stick shift. And I drove that thing through town to my little suburban backyard. And I tilled up a plot of land. I mean, like neighbors are coming out the front. Like, what is this chick doing? And I went down to the hardware store. They had little seeds, you know, at the counter. And I planted my first garden, most of which like totally rotted on my counter. But it really just made me aware. And I would say I've, you know, in a way been on this journey. And then when I got married, sought to, you know, have children, that was very difficult. I dealt with a lot of infertility that really kind of ushered me into this holistic wellness space, realizing like, okay, food's really a big part of this, but environmental toxins, right? What I'm putting on my body, what I'm exposing myself to, stress levels, all these things are really interconnected. So again, it was another piece of that. Wow, I'm learning. And so I'm held responsible to do better. I'm so thankful that for the last 6 years, I've been able to do this full time. I'm an author, educator, travel all around, speaking on the importance of small scale farming, sustainable living, just health and wellness, and just really excited to be here.
Awesome. Kaylee, let me kick it on over to you. You know, you guys, not all superheroes wear capes, y'all. And we got a couple of them on here today. So Kaylee, why don't you give us the rundown on your backstory?
Oh my goodness. My backstory definitely goes back to my childhood, where I grew up essentially feral in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Linden, Virginia. That was home. I met my husband when I was a teenager up there. But we didn't really have that type of life where we had a lot of TV. We were always outside. I was always, you know, finding pawpaw, the ginseng, the blackberry, the things that really, to me, fed something inside of me. I grew up, got married to my husband. We celebrated 20 years just really the other day, which I think is a huge, huge piece of all of our, you know, everything that we're doing here in our journey. But I got away from the mountain. I got away from that type of living. I got away from the home cooked meals and, you know, just having literally in our cabinet, we had every single ingredient, but we had to put it together versus my entire friend group. You know, they had that convenience food that you could go to, just put it in the microwave. I didn't have that growing up. So of course, you know, I grew up, went to kind of that convenience food, realized that my health was really starting to hurt. And I realized that I kind of had to go back to my roots. So in that entire journey, I went to school, became a surgical first assistant, threw my life into my work, was always on call, had my family. In a nutshell, it's kind of been a whirlwind because on top of that, we, you know, started farming, started growing our food, started doing so much, but I had to take a step back. And so right before COVID happened, I decided to go down to PRN, realized, you know what, I didn't really need to go back, decided to kind of finish raising out my kids, you know, seeing them through high school, and then went back to school and found my roots again. I found my place in herbal medicine, attained my certificate, which isn't quite required, but I'm in pursuit of becoming a registered herbalist. Recently published a book called The Beekeeper's Apothecary, which I just found out today is we're now on the 30,000 prints, which is crazy. And, you know, this whole journey, I'm still kind of along for the ride, but for me, what I found was going back to my roots, really was what healed me. And, you know, I'm living proof that these herbs are actually doing what they're supposed to be doing. So yeah, in a nutshell, okay.
I'm right there with you, but on the heels of what you said there, I kind of drive my questioning based on what your responses are. So, here a lot on this podcast, we've been talking about the problems with allopathic medicine, that we live in this reductionistic world. Like, oh, you have high blood pressure. Like I was explaining a while ago, I was dealing with sleep apnea and high blood pressure. And then I come across the work of people like Jack Cruz and a number of others that realized, I don't have a lisinopril deficiency. Maybe I'm just not getting enough salt, or I don't have a sleeping problem. I'm not governing my life around the light that I should be. And that's a whole nother loaded topic unto itself. So here you are in this allopathic system. Was there a point at which you said, okay, this system, I suspect I know when, but I'm wondering if you said, okay, this system is more polished than spit and more glitter than grit. I need to get back. What was the impetus that made you say, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going to go back to my roots.
I was broken. I was adrenally fatigued. I poured so much into everything. And here I'm thinking that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but really it was a Band-Aid. So I had to break. And I have, that's one of the big conversations that I always share with people. There is absolutely nothing wrong about breaking. I mean, if you think about it, the ground has to break for something beautiful to grow. And so this is your point where you realize, okay, it's time. And so my point where what I met was my gut health was completely off. I wasn't eating. I wasn't taking good care of myself. I knew that I wasn't pouring into myself the way that I needed to be. And I knew that everything that I was putting on, it's a Band-Aid. Whether it's taking Tums because I had so much stomach acid, or I wasn't sleeping at night because I was looking at my phone. There are so many things that we do. We're humans are really good at either messing something up or changing, but most of the times we're great on messing up something that's so perfectly designed. And definitely food played a huge role in my change. But yeah, I mean, what was my changing point was breaking fully and realizing that, okay, this is kind of a little bit of I'm seeing a revolving door. I'm noticing it in myself. And, again, like I truly believe that we have been given absolutely everything that we need to support our body. We just have to listen, and we have to, one, listen to ourselves. I mean, we said it perfectly last night, Jill and I were talking. Our bodies are so intelligently designed that they signal us and they tell us we're just not listening. So that, I think that was my breaking point, is I actually started to wake up and I started to listen. And in short, my whole journey in all of this is that I realized that I have an 18-year-old and I have a 16-year-old, and we have four generations now on this homestead. And my grandmother, she's 94 and she's amazing. She does so much for herself, but I want to give back to my children in that way. I don't want them to have to really physically take care of me. So I'm going to take care of myself now so that when I am older, I might need a little bit of help. But that was kind of my breaking point is that essentially.
Cool. I can absolutely positively relate to that. I mean, we live in this reductionistic world and we're not given the download. So you have to go out there. And a lot of times there's a lot of things that break. So Jill, and on that note, I mean, we're living in a world right now, and I have to be kind of a little genteel about how I approach this topic, meaning that we have a number of people that have buyer's remorse from some things that they've done in the past. They've reached out to me, and that thing specifically might revolve itself around, let's say, a national push not long ago for people to take something that wasn't natural. And now we have people that are dropping like flies. We also have people that are dealing with unbelievable injury and all these other things that are happening right now. And honestly, one of the big one of the big inspirations to have you guys on here is because the ones I know that have gotten any relief from the things they're going on to right now have taken a step back towards nature. And I've found in my own permaculture journey that every one step I take towards nature, I always get 10 of them right back to me. And that's one of the things I had to rediscover back in El Salvador is that being as close to the earth as possible, there's a healing that happens as a result of it. So I want to ask you, what pulled you, and then maybe Kaylee, you want to jump in after this. I'm wondering what pulled you into the world of, let's say, herbal medicine and apothecary work. What was your inspiration for doing that?
Yeah, so for me, you know, I talked about that first initial awakening happened in college, but then, you know, like a college kid, I'm still, you know, swinging by the convenience store, grabbing a Reese's. And it really wasn't until I got married and my husband and I, we bought our first little log cabin. We, you know, started growing a garden and we desperately started trying to have a baby. And I'm relatively young. And at that point, you know, like if you don't really have anyone in your life that is modeling health and wellness, you know, just in general, let alone in a holistic way, you don't really think grabbing that Reese's at the convenience store or drinking that Coke is really that big of a deal, right? When everyone in your corner, in your circle is doing the same thing. So it wasn't until I started having miscarriage after miscarriage after miscarriage, and I'm devastated because I'm a young, in my opinion, picture of health. I've never taken a medication. I've never had a procedure. I've never broken a bone, right? Like, sure, I don't eat optimally, but that was really just it for me. And so I went and saw a doctor and didn't really find a lot of help. She pretty much told me that, you know, I was the problem and just keep trying. I could do IVF, which is something I wasn't familiar with. So I wasn't comfortable going that route. And in full transparency, it was just something we couldn't afford. And so that led me to this little herbal shop. It is, in fact, the only herbal shop we have in town. And I was just like, there has to be another alternative because I'm being told I can do IVF, which I don't know enough about it to feel comfortable with, and I can't really afford it. So I really don't want to put my, you know, family in some sort of bind. And so she was really, I would say, that first person in my life that caused me to ask myself, well, could your actions be playing a role in this? Like evaluating, as Kaylee and I teach, that holistic overall approach. How much movement are you like getting? Are you getting time outside in the sunlight? Like, are you walking barefoot outside? What does your diet look like? Are you getting enough fruits and vegetables? Like, you know, what does that look like? And when I had asked myself that, and she had recommended a book, Foods for Pregnancy, Whole Foods for Pregnancy, and then one was for fertility. And she gave me some herbs and she built me a protocol, not even knowing at the time, but that's exactly what she did. And she sent me out of her shop with some books to order, some herbs to start taking. And I found myself it was literally less than 6 months into that I, after years of trying, had become pregnant and, you know, withstand pregnancy. And when you have that kind of transformation story, you can't unsee it, right? Everything starts to become connected and you're realizing like, wow, our bodies are this really intricate ecosystem. And like Kaylee said, it's like my digestion being so screwed up was then directly affecting my nervous system, which is then tied to all my hormones, right? And so once you start putting those pieces of the puzzle together, you realize like, wow, you really can't unconnect any of this. So how do you make them optimally work together in that ecosystem? And I will say ever since then, my daughter is about to be 11. I really have never looked back. I have just continued to deepen my knowledge in holistic herbalism and gut health. I'm getting certified right now to be a holistic nutritionist, like just pairing food along with the herbs and environmental lifestyle factors is just something I'm really, really passionate about.
Oops, muted myself over here. Okay. Kaylee, let me ask it a different way to you. You guys have created a apothecary course, as I understand it. And I want to know at what moment that you kind of said to yourself, well, hang on a minute. People have been doing this at home for 1,000 years, 5,000 years. I mean, you name it. It's been done forever and a day. I mean, Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine. Mm-hmm. Forever and a day, this has been known for time immemorial. At what point did you say, okay, I guess you've already explained that part, but I guess what I'm really asking is what inspired you to And why don't you tackle that first? Because if I don't direct it, we'll be walking over each other. And then maybe we can have you, Jill, you can circle back to it as well. But what made you say, okay, this is clearly something that's needed. We need to create something that is going to help people in a massive way. And it's not going to break the bank. I mean, the scene behind you, it's pretty astonishing because it looks like you're situated at Hogwarts or something. I mean, I'm waiting for one of these professors come with a I know you don't roll that way, but I'm like, man, what is this behind her? I mean,
I honestly, okay. So here's my goal. In medicine, I spent many years working in Western medicine from a CNA all the way up. I did see a lot of good. And I'm not saying there's always a bad, that Western medicine doesn't have a place. I do think it does. But I think where herbs, what really inspired me was actually seeing that that was kind of the first, that should be the first. And I think that that's what's constantly missed. You know, your food, your herbs, the things that you're putting into your body, whether that's what you're eating or listening to, like all of that plays a huge role. Because again, like that nervous system, once you start to overstress that, it overstresses everything else. But genuinely, I believe that my main goal is to help teach people what I've learned and to help themselves. And, you know, I started working with people one-on-one, and I do like this apothecary. Yes, I have many jars of herbs that I've grown or that I foraged for, and even sourced, but I can only help so many. And so I think the goal in this is to just give people those tools and show them like, hey, you've probably been doing this already without you even knowing it. You know, I looked up the Webster definition of an herbalist, and I actually, like, I share this quite often because everyone hears herbal medicine and they're immediately intimidated by it. And really the definition is just anyone who uses or grows or collects herbs medicinally. And if you think about it, coffee is an herb, you know, your culinary spices. That was my childhood. I was introduced to herbal medicine in the kitchen from my mother, my grandmother, who was born in Morocco. I have another grandmother who is from Thailand. So like the food was how I learned how to use herbal medicine. And that's where I had to go back to. But then also, once as I'm like learning, I'm connecting with these plants that are dried in jars, but these are the ones that I grew up around. I mean, I grew up around ginseng and knowing like, oh, that's for memory. I did a science fair project in school on catnip and how it affects humans, cats, and, you know, and dogs. And I mean, like that was I didn't realize because it was just so normal to me. But you know, again, like my goal is I want to help somebody, and that just means sharing what I know. So yeah, I think it's exactly that.
Yeah. And just to kind of, I guess, come after that, right? Like, I think that that's what we realized, right? Like our heart behind educating on holistic medicine, holistic herbalism is, you know, coming to a place where Kaylee knew it forever and coming to a place where I was at, you know, like a very desperate season in my life. I think we realized that the lack of accessibility around that is very high, right? The alternative to that is literally every corner we turn around, right? There is a there is an alternative in any store you go to for a symptom that you might have. And you know, Kaylee's built many protocols for me. We've worked through a lot of things. We've worked with a lot of people. We've worked with thousands of people at this point. And I think the reason we decided to create something and to steward something is because we were realizing it's not available. There is a massive lack of availability to learn, and not learning because I want to be a certified herbalist. And that's a great goal if you have that goal. But like, I'm a mom. I wanted to learn so that I could start a family. Like now I need to continue my education so that I can help my family, right? When my kid has an earache, like I'm grabbing the garlic oil, right? Like if my kid has a fever or, you know, we're sick, like it's okay. When do I use the elderberry? When do I grab that chamomile? Like when do I need to nourish their nervous system, my nervous system, right? Like when do I need to steep a tea and when is a tincture probably better? And we realize that there's probably a lot more people like us just trying to look for an alternative and they really don't know where to start. And I think had I never walked into that little herb shop years and years ago, what my story might be, right? Having not been in this world, having been in that other modern, convenient Western style. And so I think our heart behind that was to educate the moms and the dads and equip the grandparents, right? And bring them back to their roots, but also show like, hey, there is an alternative. It doesn't have to be crazy expensive. It doesn't have to be really long or complicated. Like we're two moms and we really just want to help you from a friend to friend level. And we actually started out like that, right? We're in Kaylee's apothecary and we're like, we're not going to get fancy with these words because we don't have to, you know, like how do we make it simple? How do we make it accessible to where it is an easy point of entry? Because I think had that herbalist not made it so simple for me to follow, I probably would have walked out of her shop and never done anything. But she made it approachable because she was a mom and she hurt with me, right? She empathized with what I was going through. And I think everyone here, anyone watching this or listening to this, they all have their story that they need a friend to walk alongside them in. And I think that's why Kaylee and I built the Home Apothecary, is to say, hey, we want to be your friend because someone's been ours.
Well, I can tell you right now, we live at a time in the United States of amnesia where everybody has pretty much lost trust in the mainstream healthcare model. They've lost trust in a lot of the politics that's going on out there. And honestly, folks are flipping broke right now. And in a lot of cases, it's not even their fault. I mean, this is stuff that has happened, you know, okay, you know, whatever, what is that stuff? AI that came in there and then wiped out a bunch of jobs over at Amazon or some of these other places. And judging by the way things are going, I mean, I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of people that jump onto this simply because they don't have the money to sit here, like you were mentioning a moment ago. Okay, kid has an earache, or wow, this is going on. Maybe I want to try this alternative route, because I think for so long we've been so easy to just get on the first thing smoking down to the doctor and look for a solution, a reductionistic solution to a problem that is almost certainly holistic. Because as you said a moment ago, I think both of you said it in your own way, that these things just don't happen overnight. I mean, you don't just lose these things all at once. It happens little by little by little. And then all of a sudden there's some catastrophic thing that had all these stepping stones up to it that you didn't even notice until you had to. And then all of a sudden, now you got to start paying attention to anything, to everything. So Kaylee, I guess I'll kick it back over to you. Do you suspect that a lot of people, and I got to ask this question based on the nature of this podcast, but do you think a whole lot of people are going to be looking, and this is something of a rhetorical question, but I'm guessing that a whole lot of people are going to start looking for natural means. I can't say C-U-R-E in this platform, otherwise they shut the whole thing down. But I think all of us know here that there are solutions to what ails you out there. Do you think a lot of people are going to be marching in this direction based on the economy, based on their ability to do anything? I mean, they're going to have to. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think there is something that's really... there's a blessing in every situation. Okay. Like I have to wake up first off, find my gratitude every single day. That's part of my healthcare plan, you know, part of what I do. So first, you know, let's look at it. There's been a lot of things that have been extremely all over the place over the last couple of years. And you could do one or two different things. You can react in fear. What does that do? That stresses you out. What does stress do? You know, stress basically depletes your immune system, which makes you more susceptible. Or you can, you know, choose to go ahead and take that next step to kind of make an intentional decision, you know, to look at things a little bit differently. How about that? So I chose to do the intentional thing. But I do know that a lot of people are in multiple different situations. And here's the beauty. There are so many plants that are just growing right outside your door. And that's what I want to emphasize. There are so many medicinal plants. Like for us, we're in Virginia. 80% of all the medicinal plants that are growing in the United States actually grow in the Appalachian like ridge. Okay. I can walk outside and I can see plantain. I can see dandelion. I have elder, which is wonderful. I mean, all these plants do so many things. So whether you have an apothecary, you know, you don't need this. You don't need all of these jars, which I have in my apothecary. For those who are just listening, I have probably well over 150, maybe 180 different herbs. Now, again, this is something different. This apothecary was created because I'm a community herbalist, which means anybody that comes to me, this is what we have to offer. But you can go outside and, you know, we always say start small, look at 5 different herbs. You might have them growing in your yard. Dandelion, you can use the leaves. That's a diuretic that's going to help flush everything out. The root, that is a wonderful bitter. I tincture that. I use that 15 minutes before a meal as a tincture, and that kickstarts my digestive system. So if I have any issues with potentially bloating after my meal, guess what? I'm using a plant that's growing outside that most people would kill. Plantain, that is a vulnerary. That herb is probably my go-to specifically for bug bites, bee stings, anything where I have like skin irritation or a scrape. And all these plants just grow wild. There's burdock root. I mean, there is just so many plants that naturally grow. You know, Jill, I'm going to definitely tag this one to her, but we were just talking about it. And I mean, our main go-to is what is in your spice rack? You know, that yeah. Right there.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I do think we're going to see people kind of come back. And I think what we really want to encourage people with is that it can look like what you can forage in your yard. It can also look like what is just sitting in your kitchen. It's a great point of entry. And so I think that that's kind of our heart in that. It's a great way. Like if you're sitting here thinking, man, I would really like to get to this because, yeah, maybe prices are increasing. Maybe even just going to, you know, like the Western doctor you're going to now, that just isn't financially an option for you, right? So it's like, well, what can you do? Well, there's one thing that most of us do many times a day, and that is eat, right? So I feel like getting exercise, while a lot of us, you know, we need to prioritize it, it is an extra thing. Not everybody has the time, freedom, or the capacity to do that, right? Or going and making up a tincture or a tea. I would even say, yeah, I think we should do it, but it's not quite as accessible. But I know for a fact that we all are going to have to eat, right? Especially if we're living here. And so look in your, I could almost guarantee you, if you guys are on your phones, walk into your kitchen right now, you've got stuff probably shoved to the back that you have no idea the medicinal properties they're in, right? Garlic. Throw garlic in everything you are cooking, okay? Throw turmeric and make a curry once a week, right? Thyme, rosemary, cayenne, ginger. Like these are spices you probably already have that can add all of these medicinal benefits, right? And you can just start cooking with them, not even realizing that you have a symptom, right? Maybe you don't even feel bad. Add them, right? Because they're only going to help in all of these other systems of your body. And so it's one thing to be mindful of is like we have all these different systems of the body. They're all intertwined. And when one's out of whack, it usually always, you know, affects another one. Either that's going to negatively affect that system of the body, or when they're in balance, then they're all going to just, you know, sing kombucha together. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that anytime someone comes to me and they're like, wow, I really want to get started in this. I just don't know where to start. I'm so overwhelmed by the options that are on the shelf. Kaylee and I always tell people, start in your spice cabinet. figure out how to cook with those things. Add them into everything you can add them into. And I mean, that's just a few. You've got, I mean, literally anything you can think of. Well, then it becomes wildly accessible, because that is something that when you're buying groceries every single week, you can pick up. And you can buy an organic spice blend for $5, $6, $7, right? Versus having the means to maybe grow that. And while we want people to do that, we want them to get back to their roots. If that seems, you know, they're trying to come back, they're trying to maybe get off that hamster wheel, I'm going to tell you, start in your kitchen, because you probably already have a lot of things you need to help with a lot of the symptoms that you might be experiencing.
All right, guys, please, and you know, the guys out there in this audience I'm talking to, you know, in the preparedness space, that you feel like you got beans and bullets and you're ready to go off to battle. Look, at the end of the day, I don't care who you are. I don't care. You could be the biggest number one tier one operator out there, and a little bacteria could put you on your butt indefinitely. So it's the things like that, that a lot of us that are in this preparedness space, you tend to not. So I'm kind of picking on you guys right now, because you're a large piece of this audience. And there's so many of us out there that are thinking, well, I got antibiotics put back, I got this, I got that. Well, you know, there's no shelf life on dandelion. I mean, to Jill's point a moment ago, I mean, folks, before I came in here, I ate an entire bulb of garlic. Now, it was roasted, of course. It makes it a little more palatable that way. But everything you're talking about there is what I currently do. And then plus, of course, the rosemary, the thyme, the oregano, everything else I have in this cabinet, I sourced it, freeze-dried it, and I use it every single day when the stuff is not vegetative. So, folks, what they're talking about, I'm 100% on board. But hey, for the other people that are new to this space, or it's that guy out there or gal who was thinking, okay, well, I've listened to the Permaculture Pimp Daddy and I got A, B, C, and D. Well, one of the things we haven't covered a whole lot is, and we have a little bit, but folks, let me just kick this out here before I ask the next question. Most people do not realize that most people that have died in the wilderness all alone were surrounded by food and had no idea. Caleb was talking about plantain, dandelion. I mean, or had a broken bone out there during the Civil War. They called comfrey knit bone. You know why? Because it would literally knit bone back together. In fact, some of the comfrey salve that we make here, good night, you better be careful about it on some cuts, because the inside will sometimes heal faster than the outside, which could be a problem in certain areas. But all of these things, and I was at the Healing for the Ages conference a little while ago. Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Edward Group, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Schmidt, Janice Schmidt, all of them were talking. Look, folks, this is pretty important. They were talking about there is not a single healing modality that the allopathic industry can heal better than the things we already know exist in nature. And that was one of the big, big takeaways I took away from that conference. So folks, they're here providing it for you. So Jill, let me kick it on back to you. So folks, I think we got their attention right now. There's a whole lot of guys and gals out there that are saying, okay, I didn't think about this. I'm in the preparedness. I got this and that. Well, folks, you don't have a resupply plan. That's your problem. That's what they're going to teach you. That is the wars have been lost on logistics, and they've been won on logistics. And what you're providing and what I think you're offering through your course is a means for people to be able to do a lot of this stuff for themselves. So walk me through this course. I mean, if it's Joe Blow off the street, are they going to feel okay with this? I mean, do you start at ground level?
Yeah, so we definitely do. One, we just, you know, we first, I think, start at the basics, and that is, what is holistic herbalism? Because the truth is, you could ask many people right now, and that definition's a little skewed. And so figuring out, you know, how do you break that down? And then, you know, Kaylee and I do teach, start with 5 herbs, but in this, we cover 20 different herbs, and we walk through each of those herbs, and we go through the scientific name, which is actually really important for those of you guys that might be buying these herbs in bulk. For any prepper on here, you know, like you can forage it, that's great. But we also share resources where you can buy in bulk and store that, you know, if you're needing different things. But we walk through that materia medica, and you know, Kaylee might be better to kind of share that, but essentially it's the whole, as a gardener, I would say it's the growing guide, right? We're talking about what plant family that belongs to. We talk about how you use it, any contraindications that might come with it. And so that's a big portion of it, but we've kind of mentioned a lot here, right? The systems of the body. Mm-hmm. You really can't get around the systems of the body. They're all intertwined. And if you have any sort of issue you're dealing with right now, it's because one of those systems is probably out of whack. And so we cover each of those systems really in depth, and kind of, you know, walk through holistic herbs to support that system of the body. Along with Kaylee does a great little view of her home apothecary. We tell you how to source herbs, resources, how to sanitize your herbs, how to dry your own herbs. And then we have all sorts of recipes, right? Where we're actually teaching you, how do you make a bitter? How do you make a tincture? And then alcohol tinctures and glycerite tinctures are different. And so Kaylee goes into decoctions, cold infusions, fresh herb tinctures. Like, we cover anything you could possibly need to know. And the way we kind of built this out was asking ourselves, it was a great way to kind of have like this teacher student, right? And it was just because it was much, you know, sooner for me. I've pretty recently been on this journey the last decade, right? And it was just like, what did I need to know? And I didn't know there was a difference between a fresh herb tincture and a dried herb tincture. I didn't know what that meant. And so really just looking at it from that beginner's standpoint, and then also figuring out, well, what happens when, you know, something hits the fan and maybe something's not right. What are those issues? When are those issues okay? When are those issues aren't okay? And Kaylee, you can kind of expand on that, but we've tried to cover everything from a beginner standpoint that they would need to know to kind of step into holistic medicine.
Yeah. And I think the one thing that I love is that we add to it. So recently I put together a compatibility. That's the other thing. Not every herb works well with every herb. So we did put together a whole little ebook on herbs that are compatible. And then the other thing too is, you know, me, when I was at Western Medicine, I mean, my oath that I took was do no harm. So that stands very much still in play with plant medicine, with herbal medicine, and that is to do no harm. So the one big conversation was, you know, what herbs are in what plant family. That's huge because you need to kind of know, like, say somebody has an allergen, you know, to herbs like chamomile. Chamomile is a huge one. So you want to be really mindful about what herbs are in the same plant family, because it could potentially cause, you know, the same allergic, you know, allergic reaction if you're using the same, a different herb, but still in that same family. So that was put in there. And then the other thing that we started adding was, okay, let's break this down even more. Okay, so say somebody is wanting the herbal first aid. So what does an herbal first aid look like? So we put together a whole ebook on herbal first aid, whether it's you're in the car and you're traveling, what are the things you might want to go? Or for me, I'm constantly out foraging, you know, so I'm out in the woods. I mean, we have 60 acres here, and I'm telling you, like, I'm in the thick of it, and I've walked through poison ivy. Well, guess what? You know, there are herbs that you can literally use that are growing right next to poison ivy that have the saponins, you know, that help those volatile oils from the poison ivy prevent your skin from, you know, causing that allergic reaction, causing that rash, which is jewelweed, by the way. Lovely. So I teach about, like, how to make a spray. How do you prepare yourself in that way? We also put together a winter wellness guide, which has not only herbal our remedies, but also recipes on, like, different soups, different foods, things that we are doing that I know come, like, September, October, okay, it's going to be time for me to make fire cider. Actually, I start making it in August, you know, late August, July, just to kind of start preparing my gut health and everything so that my immune system is, you know, what it needs to be. But we wanted to really try to break this down to where people could go to it when they need to and have it, and it's accessible and it's not overwhelming. and it's approachable. But essentially it is a whole course. And the beauty of it is that we keep adding to it.
Okay. So in that case, I mean, if, let's, for example, say somebody buys your course and they say, okay, man, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, I want to go through this thing, but what I really, really need is if then this. I mean, do you cover that thing as far as the most common ailments and what you should put together to do that? I mean, do you have that sort of thing, or is this more like a spitball kind of thing? Like, hey, this is general wellness, or do you address specific issues?
So we do have, it's more of like an overall wellness. But what we have recently started putting together is specific protocols. And so that's something that we're currently doing in our membership right now. Every week we are hitting a special topic. That like yesterday, we just did a whole class on digestive system. We went into a protocol for bloating. We also went into a protocol for GERD. Next week is the nervous system. We're hitting on insomnia. That's a big one. And also like anxiety and stress. So every single week we're hitting on, and that's eventually going to be moved in to this course. But currently it is in our membership right now. So we're seeing that. We're seeing, this is the beauty of this course, is that it's going to forever be added to, because there are so many different scenarios. Like, you know, we hit really hard on boosting your immune system during a certain time period where you needed to boost on. So, you know, it might be respiratory next. We're going to hit respiratory. We're going to talk about the things that are relevant to the season to start preparing people for what they need a little bit, hopefully a little bit ahead of time before it hits. So really it's the beauty of the flexibility of teaching based off of what's happening.
Well, Jill, I really love this, this evergreen style of doing business and teaching, in the sense that, you know, typically when you buy a book, that's the end of it. You know, when you get to the end, that's the end. But I guess that's not the way this thing is structured, which is pretty darn awesome. I mean, you're giving me quite an idea there, because there are some courses that I'm going to have to put behind a paywall, because there is no way on earth, folks. Let me just cover this real quick. There is no way on earth the powers that shouldn't be over here at YouTube would ever let them get away telling you what they're almost certainly going to tell you in a private setting. So the people out there that are almost certainly going to say, well, why not just get it out there? Why not just do this? You can't do that anymore, folks. You haven't been able to do that in YouTube for a very, very, very long time, which is exactly why a lot of these things, if I'm not extremely careful, I got to put them exclusively on Rumble, because you just can't say a lot of that here. But to the previous question, Jill, what I'm guessing, and tell me if I got it wrong here, but it seems as if this thing is evergreen. So as you discover more, as you put more things together, as you come up with better or more improved curriculum, I'm guessing this is going to be continuously added to?
Yes. So it is lifetime access, and Kaylee and I update that every year. So this year we just updated all of our PDFs. We added additional eBooks. Once we get through this 6-week workshop that we're doing in our membership, we'll start moving all of those protocols under those systems of the body and updating that. Because I think we live in a culture where we need to recreate, right? Versus just investing in one thing well. And while we've diversified our business, and I feel really proud about that. I'm not trying to recreate the wheel, right? It's like, we have something really good. Why can't we just go in each year as we learn more and we figure out what our audience needs more? Just add to that. And so we did this. Kaylee and I have been in business together over 3 years, and it's been a fantastic, you know, friendship, but also, you know, I mean, we're business partners, and finding that collaboration that works, where we can know what our audience needs and meet that need, and also being open to feedback. Like, what is it that you would like to see in there, you know? And so I do know that our people that have bought, you know, and been a part of this from the beginning really appreciate that, because we're 3 years in and we're still adding new stuff, and we're sending out emails telling them like, hey, go check out this new resource in there. And we really just didn't want to create one thing and leave it at that, right? We wanted something that was evergreen. They could come back to when they maybe needed to know, how do I need to whip up this capsule? Well, pop back in and see, and maybe we have a new resource for you while you're at it. That was really kind of our heart and how we created it.
Kaylee, how does everybody get a hold of this course? I mean, before we, I do have some more questions for you, but I know there's a lot of people that are either coming on, coming off, or, you know, they're out there. Typically, most of our audience is out there working, they're doing stuff, and they're listening to this at the same time. So we'll hit it on the back end too. If anybody wants this course, what do they do?
Well, there's going to be a special link that we actually created one specifically for you, and you can easily go to my website. You can put in PERMA as the coupon code. We haven't quite talked about our special offer that we're actually giving all of your audience. But really, it's going to be on my website. And if you, however you plan on getting the link out, whether you share it underneath or share it in your email, that link is how you're going to be able to get it, or just hopping over to the website and putting PERMA in on it. But it's the Home Apothecary course. So that's as simple as that. And once you put it in, you're going to get an email that's going to come back to you. You're going to set up your school, and it is yours, and it's lifetime. You can look at it a million times if you want. If you have, you know, we always kind of share, if you have multiple people in your family that want, you know, basically want to use the same course, use it. It's there. So it's as simple as that.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. I had a weird technical difficulty over on my end. But hey, folks, we will have a link for it down below. It'll be attached if anybody's watching this on YouTube. And of course, in the audio format, we will have a link as well. Remember, PERMA, that goes for everything. P-E-R-M-A. They actually wanted to call it PIMP. And I said, people might get a misunderstanding real quick about what it is we're doing on this show and what they're selling. So, yeah, PERMA will get you squared away, folks. So, yeah, go over there, check them out. You're going to be glad you did. You know, if I want to kind of kick it back to this whole, I guess I don't even understand here. So what exactly are the differences between, let's say, a tincture, an infusion, I think they call it a decoction, or even a salve. I mean, how do you know what and when to do any of this stuff? I mean, do you teach that as well?
We do. And actually, that's what's beautiful about the Materia Medica. It's going to show you, like, hey, you want to, like, comfrey. Let's talk about comfrey. That's a good one. You're going to see that comfrey is one that you're going to use more for external use. It's no longer really recommended for internal use because it has a constituent called paralyzidine alkaloid, which could be damaging on the liver. So for that one, more modern herbalists will say that is definitely a traditionally used externally in a salve or as a, you know, in an oil, if you need to put an oil, but primarily salve, because I think it's a little bit easier. But we do go through every single, how to make a tincture. So a tincture is basically an alcohol extract. So you're putting your herbs in a jar, you're putting your alcohol in it, you're letting it sit in a cool, dark place for, you know, up to a month, shaking it once a day, straining it out, putting it in a dark amber colored bottle. There's a reason that you want to use darker types of bottles, because the plant matter might break down if the sunlight is exposed to it. So it's basically an alcohol extract. So think your vanilla extract. That essentially is a tincture. An infusion is a tea. That is steeping your herbs, steeping your light, your loose leaf, your light leaves, your flowers over water for 10 to 15 minutes, letting it infuse, straining it out. Of course, adding your honey, because that's medicinal too. And then, you know, drinking it. A decoction is something that you might want to do with your hardier herbs. That's your roots, your berries, your bark, your mushrooms. Those herbs need a little bit more. So that's a soup. Think about it like a soup. A soup is a decoction. So you're going to bring your water up to a little bit of a boil. You're going to put your herbs in. You're going to reduce your heat. Don't cook it all the way. Don't boil it all the way. Let that do its thing for 40 minutes, 45 minutes, maybe even close to 50, an hour, depending on if you're multitasking and doing multiple things. But it's basically going to simmer. And then you're going to drink it. Or you're going to add honey into it. And then now you have a syrup. And a salve, of course, is just an herb that's been infused in an oil, your carrier oil, and then mixed with beautiful beeswax. I keep my recipes very simple on my salves because I think it can be overcomplicated, but it doesn't have to be. Raw beeswax has medicinal properties too. I'm a beekeeper. I'm an herbalist. That's, you know, goes hand in hand. I mean, I do believe honeybees are the original herbalist, and we have to honor that as well. But, you know, it's simple. It's herbs that's been infused in oil. Same thing like a tincture. Let it sit for 30 days. Strain it out. I mix it 1-to-1, you know, or 1 cup of my oil to 1 ounce of beeswax. I have a beautiful salve. So it's really doesn't have to be complicated. And that's the main goal behind all of this and teaching and just sharing like, hey, this is how we do it. And you can be kind of experimental too. I'm constantly mixing different herbs together to see one, their action. Like if I want to concoct something that say I have a fever, what are the herbs I'm going to go to? If I need to boost my immune system or if I need to, you know, help ease my stomach, well, I'm going to look at elderflower for my fever. Boosting my immune system is my echinacea. And if I have a little bit of sore throat, hey, I'm going to add in some marshmallow root, you know? So it's really looking at the herbs with intention versus looking at your medicine cabinet and seeing, okay, I'm going to take Tylenol or whatever, you know, I mean, not that that's, we can go on a whole nother topic, but it's looking at your herbs like you would your medicine cabinet, essentially.
See, I knew that place was Hogwarts. I knew you had something going on over there. I mean, I'm seeing all that stuff in the background and it looks great. Bill, what is there? Let's kind of wet their beak a little bit on the way out here. Is there some remedy, let's say, that's shockingly easy to make at home that we could leave folks with?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. I would think the easiest point of entry for most people is steeping a tea, right? Or even a salve, right? Especially this time of year. If you can get some calendula and whip up a salve for bug bites, for mosquito bites, for things that we are about to start, you know, moving into, that's what I like to encourage people too, is like, you know, if my kids never deal with any sort of oral issues, any sort of toothaches, then I'm not going to make up a lot of remedies for toothaches because that's not what we deal with. So one, I look at, well, what is it that my family's, you know, specifically dealing with? But then seasonally, what is it that we're looking at, right? And so I think a salve's a great one to have on hand, even some sort of natural herb infused sunscreen so that you're not putting chemicals on your body. Something for bug bites would be really great and relevant this time of year. And then Kaylee, do you want to give them like a tea recipe for seasonal allergies? Because I know that that's coming up.
Yes, stinging nettles, 100%. So like my go-to stinging nettles as a tea, you can mix that in equal parts. Anything with a little bit, well, if you're going to drink it during the day, you might not want to add chamomile because that's going to make you a little bit sleepy. but I love a good stinging nettle tea and something maybe that would go good with it. I love holy basil. If I'm going to drink it during the day, that's a great adaptogen. That's going to help make my body a little bit balanced. So for me, I'd probably go, and I have to add oats. Oats in it. That's your minerals. Okay. Your body, your gut health, you need minerals. That's micronutrients, of course. So, I mean, you can do a 1-to-1 ratio of all, 1 cup of stinging nettles, 1 cup of your oat straw, and 1 cup of holy basil. That would be perfect together as a tea blend. Take a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons. I kind of do a little bit. I'm a little bit heavy handed on my tea blends. And then just drink that. And you can do that all day. I would do a quart a day of that. I know that sounds like a lot, but really when you're looking at herbs medicinally, you do want to kind of do a good quart a day. But then again, if you're talking about seasonal allergies, what do we take away from our body? We take away the sugars. We take away the things that are going to really kind of irritate. And then 100% raw honey from your local area. Okay. That's the trick, but that's a great little recipe. And it's a great, easy one. You can easily get a hold of all those herbs, and they all do something a little bit different. But when you put them together in a bowl, they all work so well together for your whole system of the body. But yeah, so much more, so much more.
Well, I mean, I'm certainly excited about this. I mean, good night, man. You guys are, you know, you came in flat footed. You didn't know what questions I was going to ask. And wow, you feel like pros. So folks, I would seriously go there and check this out. And I can't overstate the need, especially in these times where I've in my 55 years on this planet, folks, I don't recall a time ever where things seemed more precarious. And where jobs were just hanging in the balance right now, where we got computers taking over people's jobs, for crying out loud. A lot of the folks in the white collar industry are the first ones on the, you know, back to the unemployment line. Nobody ever saw it that way. Everybody thought, well, the blue collar guys are taking it. Well, that's not what's happening. The blue collar people are kind of staying put right now. The people that go out there, the electricians, the plumbers, the farmers, all those people are kind of firmly in place. And the ones that are really, really taking it in the keister right now are the white collar folks. So folks, you have got to be thinking about your plan B, and you better be thinking about it in a big way. I'm not trying to sell fear here. We always empower, and we never give you a problem to which we don't offer a couple solutions. So you got a couple of them here. So Kaylee, one more time, tell everybody where they can find this. And folks that are listening right now, we'll have a link down below. If we have the ability to do it, I'll go ahead and make sure we link it on the website as well. So for any way, you know, wayfarers rolling through the website, you'll have it there. And one more time, Kaylee, tell them where they can, for the people that are just coming in, tell them where they can find it.
So if you type in the Honeystead and you use the coupon code PERMA, so here's the offer that we're actually really sharing. And that's something that, you know, we're very passionate about, because we know that times are a little fun sometimes, and we wanted to do something a little bit special. So typically our price for our course is only $247. But because you guys are here and you're joining us, we're actually going to take the price down to $199. And it's the coupon is, if you use that link or use that coupon code, as soon as you go to checkout, it'll automatically discount it. But you're going to have all of those resources at a lifetime access. And again, like, we're constantly adding to it. We're constantly sharing. You can ask questions there. I do tend to pop in and try to answer. But also too, like, if you look at the very last, that gives you more information about our community, if that's something that you guys are interested in. But the main goal was just make this accessible, and that's what we wanted to offer. So as easy as that.
Cool. For all the other people out there that are looking to find your content out there, let me just jump over to Jill right quick. I mean, if they want to see you on whatever the platforms are out there, folks, I don't even know what they are. I mean, I got YouTube and I don't even run it. So if it weren't for my wife or my son, folks, I'm the world's biggest Luddite. You want to know how to grow some tomatoes? You want to know how to process a sheep? You want to know how to do those things? I'm your man. But when it comes to this tech stuff, look, somebody else is in charge. So Jill, where do they find you?
Yeah, we're pretty much across most platforms at Whispering Willow Farm. And our website is The Whispering Willow Farm. And that literally goes across the board. We have a lot of free resources on our website. So I recommend, if you guys want little quick eBooks or things like that on specific topics, just come download them, get some resources. And we'd love to have you just follow along.
Cool. Well, hey, y'all. Like I said, we are living in very consequential times, folks, and it's going to get crazier. The powers that shouldn't be seem determined to make life a little bit hard on all of us. So, folks, you know the motto here on this show. I mean, it's crazy. It's getting crazier. So until next time, stay alert. Stay alive.
Listen to the earth and God. Be the change. Watch the world spin. Run the
the smallest sprout. Harmony begins in the cycle of life. Where the magic's alive. Tune to the beat. Feel the fever and thrive.